This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Familiar music. You go from a blank slate. Your mind wasn't occupied, and now it will be. As a matter of fact, probably already is. Maybe you've used your imagination to wonder what we all look like at this point in the hour of Thursday, September the 5th. What does Jennifer look like, and how's she feeling? And Victoria Keelan, how does she look, and how does she feel? Kara Schillen, I'm at the top of my game as usual. So we're ready to go. Doug Steffen with the DJB program, and Jennifer, whose mind is on the hurricane, as is the case with lots of folks still, because it's still, even though down, up, sort of up and down as it bounces around the Atlantic, moving up the coast a bit. So who's next in the sights of the hurricane, Jennifer?
Well, it's up again. It's now been upgraded to a Category 3. And it's about 100 miles south of Charleston, South Carolina. 20 people have been killed in the Bahamas. That death toll went up significantly yesterday. Unfortunately, they're expecting that the death toll will continue to rise as those rescue and recovery efforts are underway in the Bahamas. In Charleston, Dorian's storm surge could be higher than 10 feet, which is just 2 feet shy of the record set two decades ago from Hurricane Hugo. Now, 115,000 customers are without power already in the Carolinas and in Georgia, and that's always problematic. In South Carolina, there are 106,000 customers without power, 9,900 people in Georgia without power. They're predicting 15 to 20 inches of rain to fall along the South Carolina coast. And that's always tough for them because just the geography of Charleston and those areas in coastal South Carolina, it's very, very tough on them. And didn't they just dig out? I mean, there was a hurricane just last year that had them in a lot of trouble. So that's a problem for people who are bracing in the Carolinas. The South Carolina officials are now warning residents it's too late to evacuate, that they should shelter in place and prepare for these storm surges. That seems to be the big issue, even though the category, or even though the hurricane was upgraded to a Category 3 from a Category 2, meaning its wind speeds are up. What they're really worried about in the Carolinas and Georgia is the amount of rain that's going to fall, and of course that storm surge that is expected to be record-setting. So that's the update right now. The National Hurricane Center warns that water levels are rising already along the South Carolina coast. They say that they're gradually rising, and that's just with the hurricane slowly starting to churn into the area. So in the next couple of hours, I think if you want to keep track of where Dorian's going, winds will probably pick up strength shortly after the sun comes up on the east coast. Winds will push close. Yeah, winds will push close to 85 miles per hour with Dorian offshore of Charleston. Later today, Dorian will move up toward the South Carolina cities of Myrtle Beach and Wilmington, North Carolina, where winds could reach upwards of about 100 miles per hour. Then tonight into Friday morning, the hurricane could make landfall, perhaps around North Carolina's Morehead City. So the next 24 hours, we'll likely see Dorian waver somewhere between a Category 2 and 3 storm as it does make landfall in that area.
So as it moves up the coast to where Kara is, where Kara's not really on the coast because a lot of people think Washington is on the coast. No, it's on the banks of the Potomac River, but that's not a coastal city. But where Victoria is in New Jersey, she's on the coast. She'll get some rain. I'm going to get a little bit of rain. I was looking at the maps last night. Winds will be 10, 15, 20 miles an hour here on Saturday. It'll rain a little bit. We're not even supposed to have an inch of rain. But down, if you're on the Cape or if you're on the islands, Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket will get whacked pretty well with 40 or 50 mile an hour winds, maybe gusts of 60. And a lot of rain. That's in
well, and the dangerous part, too, is a lot of these, from what I was watching last night on the Weather Channel, what makes this extra bad for storm surge is this is probably going to time out to hit the coasts of the Carolinas when it's high tide, and that makes it so much worse. And that's something that people also, if you're not right on the coast, you don't really think about, but that makes things so much worse. The water's a lot deeper right on the shore.
Yeah, yeah.
And so South Carolina, I mean, Charleston's below sea level.
Yeah.
So we're going to add that one.
Well, yeah, that's what I meant when I said geographically. It's just, and that's why they're already seeing flooding. And that's what makes it really tough there. It's such a beautiful place, too. It's unfortunate.
Most of the major airports in Florida, from Miami to Fort Lauderdale to Palm Beach, up into Jacksonville, you're over to Orlando. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's one of the medical experts on this program, hasn't had his office open for 4 days, actually since last Friday. The office is open now because he hasn't been able to see clients for the last, or patients for the last 4 or 5 days because of his office. He's in a small area just a little north and west of Orlando, and apparently the wind and rain and the misery that the heaviness of air. If you've ever been either in a hurricane or if you've been someplace where a hurricane is about to take place, the air is so different. It feels, because it is, it's so much heavier. The millibars of the barometer go way down because it's a low pressure system. And by definition, the low pressure, when you hear a meteorologist say it's a low pressure system, that means that the barometer, the weight of the air, is lower and thus heavier. The air feels heavy, and in fact it is. So that's what a lot of people have had to deal with in Florida. Some of the airports along the coast in Georgia, you said, I think yesterday we were talking about Charlotte and some of those other areas that will be affected by this today. Meanwhile, Marianne Williamson, who is one of the presidential candidates on the Democratic side, had tweeted that the power of the mind helped to turn Dorian away from the coast. And then she deleted the tweet. I'm not sure why she did that, because I think she's right. I think that's the power of the mind. Thoughts are things. Why she's so afraid. So this is why the strength of her belief, I think she's very strong in her belief. So those of you who don't really know that much about her, she's a spiritualist. She's been a minister. She's had lots of, she had a radio show for a while and has been very public with her spiritual philosophy, which is not something that relies on organized religion. It's just a focus on the work of, I refer to it as God, or the spiritual connection that we have to what is basically the living universe. We all are part of this living universe. And so she's been out there, the candidates. I've said this very openly any number of times. I think she has some very good thoughts. I think the fact that she would say that love could heal the problems of the world, which is absolutely true in my mind, and the fact that she's chastised for it, just kind of tells you how sick the world is, in fact. And the fact that she wouldn't want to keep the... I've said, I think, any number of times, talking about the status. Let's say I'm mowing hay, or I've got some hay, I've got a bale. Yesterday afternoon is a perfect example, frankly. I was out baling, and the skies were very cloudy. It looked like it was supposed to rain. And I kept thinking to myself that the rain... Or I'm just thinking, please hold off the rain. And that was in my mind for about an hour and a half. And the rain held off, and I baled the hay, and that was it. Now, are you going to say I'm crazy? Your mind isn't strong enough to hold off the rain? Well, you don't know that, and I don't know that either. But I know that it's a lot better for me to hold that thought and to think that the rain would stay away so that it wouldn't ruin my hay field than to think, oh, damn it, look at that rain. It's going to come down and ruin my hay. Which is the more productive thought? And you can't, it's just amazing how, whether it's the news media and their arrogance, or whatever the chastisement is to keep somebody like that from thinking or saying what she really feels.
Well, I think that I think everyone is perfectly fine with her saying and feeling those things. I think the chastising, or I don't know that I've heard anyone chastising her, but I think that comes from, you know, she's running for president, and I want to know exactly, okay, great, love is awesome, and I think we should all love more, but how do you put that into action?
She wasn't going to take action. She just said that's one of the tools in her toolbox.
Yes,
she never say she would disband the armies and we wouldn't have a navy anymore.
What I want to know is what policies is she going to put into place?
Yeah, was she in the climate change debate on CNN? I didn't watch that. Mm-mm. She wasn't.
It was only the 10 candidates that made the debates, which again I think is really unfortunate because there are some people that are getting left out. But it was the 10 candidates who will be in the debates next week.
Yeah. So anyway, you take it for what it's worth.
She agrees with you, Doug, because she's been out there talking about how mean the Democrat Party is. Not the people, but the DNC.
Yeah.
She's saying that the party is holding back these candidates, and she's saying that she feels that they're not giving her a fair shake.
Convention. They're non-conventional people. Let's face it.
But this shouldn't surprise her, because that happened to Bernie Sanders in 2016, too. There was a thumb on the scale, for sure.
Yeah. And it happened, there was a thumb on the politics in general, whether it's local or regional or national, and whether it's a Republican or a Democrat or whomever, that's a great way of putting it, Jennifer. There's a thumb on the scale. That's a vivid, that's great. You know, it's like us teaching, I'm thinking about the old jingle, I'd like to teach the world to sing. I'd like to teach the world to think, because we have a dearth of people who just don't want to think anymore. Follow the leader. It's like we have the Pied Piper in leaders who aren't really leaders. We're looking, searching for leadership. And so, speaking of that, Boris Johnson called for an election, and that didn't work. I'm not sure what is going to work. My daughter sent me some info. She and her husband and my grandson Miles are spending a couple of weeks in England. And they were, you know, there's a call, we were talking about this yesterday, general election, the prime minister asked for what basically amounts to the third general election in the past 4 years because
of... How do they do that, by the way? I need a lesson in British politics for sure.
Apparently, there was an act that got passed in 2011 that allows them to do all these snap elections.
That was weird.
Yeah, because I looked that up. I'm thinking, wait a second. Jen made a great point. How do they keep doing that? But yeah, that's what it was. It's a 2011
great that they,
bill.
And maybe that they have so many of them, but they can just call it and have an election. And we don't have to go through. They don't have to go through all this.
Yeah,
crap
but it's
that
the lawmakers. It's not even the people, and that's the problem. Can you imagine if our Congress had the ability to just make snap elections? I don't care if you've got Democrats or Republicans in charge. They'd use that to their advantage all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't.
Well, I watched about 3 hours of this live yesterday.
Did you really?
It's my favorite reality TV show. It's the most entertaining thing you'll ever see. It's so funny. Everyone there is so smart. They take such like velvet hammer comments at each other. But it's so polite.
Yeah.
But they are just
obscure.
They're as smart as Monty Python writers could have ever been. It was the most entertaining 3 hours. It's incredible. So we're really no further along, essentially. But Boris Johnson has lost control of the Parliament agenda. So we'll see where it goes from there.
You notice how bad the teeth are, how yellow and the teeth. British. It doesn't mean it was the British people. One of the drawbacks.
They don't prioritize dentistry. That's
no, they don't. Their teeth are usually ugly and yellow. They obviously haven't heard of power swabs, which you have, and you can take care of your teeth so you don't look like some British politician with ugly yellow teeth. Power swabs have been clinically proven to whiten your teeth an average of 2 shades every time you do it. It only takes 5 minutes to do it, and it absolutely positively will work to lift the stains off of all your teeth, your crowns, veneers, naturally, without sensitivity. Whiter teeth make you look younger and feel better about yourself. So let's get on the program, shall we? 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and get started. 800-208-1797. Half price with the DJV code.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Self-expression, but I've learned a lesson that's stressing and obsessing about somebody else is no fun.
Now 23 after. JAV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, and music from Taylor Swift now. Hardly a day goes by, or at least a couple times a week, they don't talk about Taylor Swift in some way, shape, or form. This isn't a particularly good story because it's about a man breaking into her home in Newport Beach. She's got a fabulous home right on the beach in Newport. Newport's a fabulous place. If you've ever, any of you been there beside me?
Many times.
Rhode Island is gorgeous.
Yeah, Newport, yeah. It's fabulous.
It's beautiful.
Place. Yep. So, anyway, I saw a picture of this guy in the news last night. He looked like a kid.
He's 26. He looks younger than that, but
he looks
crazy.
So the police responded to the home after 5 o'clock last Friday because there were, I guess, obvious when you go into the house, see what was going on. She's been stalked by him, and there have been other intruders, I guess, she's had to deal with on that property.
Well, there was that guy who, like, robbed a bank and then threw money over her fence last year.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what he was trying to achieve with that, but she has so many creepy stalkers there.
Yeah.
She's got a five-year, last July she had got a five-year restraining order against a guy who broke into her house with a rope and a knife and live ammunition. That's fun. And then this guy is the latest one, and then there was the other guy who robbed the bank, and then he had a bat and lock picks and gloves and a crowbar, and so it's really nuts. And then actually she was on an interview on CBS this morning a couple weeks ago talking about her new album, and the interviewer said, where do you call home? And she's like, well, I don't stay in one place for too long because I have all these guys who think that they're married to me and they're stalkers.
That's weird.
Yeah.
And they just keep showing up in LA and all her properties. I think in Nashville she's in a high rise though. I think that's the only one.
How would you like to live your life like that? Is that the price
that's
of
that's really
pain?
Scary.
It really kind of is. So you'll get a kick out of this. This is the price of fame. Yesterday I called, there's a tractor dealership in Pennsylvania called Huber, H-O-O-B-E-R.
So I'm looking for a particular piece of the fix-it equipment for one of my for my balers. And I called the parts department, and I said, have you got a nodder for the 435 International Baler?
God, I'm what?
Well, the reason I'm telling you this story is because the guy who answered the phone recognized my voice, and he said, well, I don't have one, but can I have your number so that I can call you when we find out a way to help
Uh-oh.
You? And I told him my name and gave him a phone number. He said, I knew I recognized that voice. I said, really? He said, yeah, we listen to you every morning on the station that's in the community where they are in Pennsylvania. So I thought that was kind of nice. I thanked him for listening, but that's not celebrity necessary. It's just kind of fun when people recognize that kind of stuff. It's easier on the radio.
Yeah, that's nice.
Than it is. Right, yeah. You get that, I'm sure, all the time, Jennifer.
I was sitting at a restaurant. Someone came up to me and said, are you Jennifer Horn?
No.
So it depends. Do you like what I say?
Yeah, right, yeah. Paula Abdul next up. Going to be honored at the GLAAD Gala. Say that 100 times fast, the GLAAD Gala. All through her career, she's proven to be a vocal supporter of the LGBTQ community, especially in her near-constant advocacy during the HIV and AIDS crisis in the 80s. Now she's being recognized for the work. GLAAD has announced that Abdul will receive the Ariana... what is it? No, the Getty Award.
Ariadne, or Ariadna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Whoever that Getty member was. Big
at
family.
The gala in San Francisco, named after the philanthropist and member of GLAAD's board of directors. The Getty Alley Award is given to famous allies who have dedicated their time and effort bringing awareness to the issue. Through her remarkable career, Paula Abdul has used her platform to raise awareness for issues affecting the LGBTQ community, especially about HIV and AIDS. Even at times of heavy stigma, Paula demonstrated true allyship by consistently supporting and advocating for the community. Her body of work and philanthropic efforts continue to have a lasting impact on her fans, and we're proud to honor her. So good. Good for her. I think that these sorts of things are important. People that have been recognized in this way. Actor Dan Levy, I don't know. Schitt's Creek.
He's Eugene Levy's son as well.
He created Schitt's Creek. He plays the son on it with his dad.
Okay. So he gives out the award. Okay.
No, he gets
29 the past the hour here on the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian, a Category 3 storm, is heading towards the Carolinas with sustained winds close to 115 miles an hour. Heading first towards Charleston, South Carolina, it's expected to move over the coast of North Carolina tonight and tomorrow. In Surf City, North Carolina, they bolstered their dune system following Hurricane Florence, but this resident says it might not be enough.
It's already starting to come over some of the dunes that they didn't finish rebuilding up there, so I think it's definitely going to be a problem, especially with the winds and the onshore surge we're supposed to get.
The first death linked to the storm, reportedly an 85-year-old man in North Carolina who fell off a ladder preparing his home for it. President Trump says negotiations with the Taliban continue on a possible deal to remove at least some U.S. troops from Afghanistan. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's 34 after the hour, Thursday, September the 5th is upon us. It's the year 2019, for those of you who are not aware. Here's something very heartwarming that all of us, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I will be... I think you tell these stories and people feel good. We've all been talking about the hurricane, and with the hurricane comes the goodness of people. It seems when there are problems, people are very generous and very thoughtful. And it's as we remember after September 11th, how wonderfully well the country just came together. And it's too bad it takes something like that to bring us together, but sometimes it does, whether it's something that's crazy like that, or the weather, or whatever it is that brings us together. So there are always radio stations along the path, and some others around the country as well, that are holding benefits to help people in any way that folks can. And there's a radio station down in Palm Beach, WIRK, which is a country station. So they held a Bahama relief drive. And the morning hosts are out doing their thing. And a youngster and his mother stopped by in a minivan. And the youngster jumped out of his seat and came to the host of the program and gave him his full piggy bank.
which I thought was, you know, that kind of stuff. Urging somebody, this kid looks to be about maybe 6-7 years old, and under the circumstances, the way you're taught by your parents to think in a circumstance like that makes all the difference in the world. That child, I can tell by looking at him, is going to grow up to be a fine young man. And I'm guessing, although the story doesn't, that I'm looking at one of the trades doesn't have the info, that he did it on his own. His mother didn't say, oh, come on, little boy, let's go down to the thing and give him your piggy bank. No, he looks like he's, and he seems like, with the story written around it, that he's aware. And that's one of the most wonderful blessings you can give to your children, is to make them aware of things. Not afraid, just aware of what's going on in the world around them. That's there's nothing better than having a child that's aware and not all focused on himself. It's natural for a younger child. That's you're born and you know, first couple of years, it is all about you. Maybe until you're, what, 4, 5, 6 or whatever, and then you start thinking about the world around you. And this just warmed my heart when I saw it. It's very nice, nicely done. I'm sure there are plenty of other examples of that sort of thing. Maybe this, me telling the story, gives you an idea about what you may do to help out if you have a mind to. Thinking broader, the world is bigger, broader than just the own little circle that you live in, as we find out. And that's what the conversation is every day. Lots of things that we talk about here have to do with what's in our own backyard or what's around the country or what's around the world. Thus, the focus Victoria has now on the friendly skies of United.
Yeah.
And how friendly they are or aren't.
Who knows? We still don't really even know when the Boeing 737 MAXs will be back in the sky.
Oh, I had a conversation with some pilots about that. I'll tell you after you do your story.
United says, I'm not even sure how this is going to work, but United has sent out a new message that they want all their passengers to feel extra safe, and if they don't want to fly on a Boeing 737 MAX, they don't have to. And apparently, they're going to leave it up to sort of a last-minute thing. The airline's chief commercial officer said during an investor conference yesterday that if you get to the gate and it's not an airplane you want to fly on for whatever reason, if it's a MAX, we're going to put you on another flight from the gate. That just sounds so disorganized to me. And apparently, if it's for any reason, they're just going to kind of say, if you just look at the plane and say, I have a bad feeling, I don't want to get on this plane, then from the gate, they said that they'll start booking people. Why not tell people in advance if they're going to be placed on a 737 MAX and handle it that way? Because this is going to be chaos at the gates at United.
Okay, so I'll take a different point of view just to be the devil's advocate. Until you find out or until they actually do it, probably hard to know what will, this chaos, for those of us who travel a lot, guess what? There's chaos at the gate pretty much all the time. When you go into, I'll use American in Los Angeles as an example. When you get to there, there's a whole section, each of the major airlines have their own terminal at the airport. When you go into the American terminal, there are gates on both sides, and you get to the end, there's a big bubble. And there are, I believe, I want to say 10 or 12 gates at the end. And everybody funnels into this big bowl. And you bump into people that are, this gate's for Boston, that gate's for Las Vegas, this gate's for Orlando, that one is for Chicago, this one's, and people are all mingling among themselves. And then somehow or other, the lines all sort themselves out. I think that you are right. And most airlines do, or at least I haven't flown on United for a long time. But when I make my arrangements on, I book my own flights, and you can go online. I used to be really annoyed at having to do this because I wanted to talk to a human being. But since I've gotten used to doing it, I find that I like it. As a matter of fact, I prefer it because it's pretty fast. You can see all the information where the seats and the whole deal. And it tells me when I'm booking on American what the kind of plane is. Now, I'm a sophisticated traveler, so I know what an A321 is or an A319.
See, that's my point. I can picture my parents getting to the gate and my mom going, oh my God, it's a 737 MAX, and like freaking out and not wanting to get on the plane. And that's because they're just average travelers. And yes. I think this is going to be a nightmare for average travelers.
Well, maybe
people who
you're
don't
right.
know where to look on the code,
but
they don't know what that means.
I think it's sensitive that what they're acknowledging is that people have now become aware, I'm not flying a 737 MAX. There's no way I'm going to get on one of those planes.
And I wonder what they're going to do with them.
Okay, so here's what...
It's just so stupid that they don't change the name of the plane. Why? Because most people won't follow the news. Well, fix the plane and then remarket it and change the name. They're going to have to.
Boeing has written off this season, so far this year, $9 billion. They've had canceled. They had orders for 2,400 of these planes. Half of them have been canceled. And now they're looking. Airbus is having a picnic because people are canceling the 737. And they're flying. They're buying Americans getting one new 321 a month. The pilot told me the other day at LAX. And so I said to him, "So what really is the story with the Boeing 737 Max?" Well, our pilots have said they're not flying the planes, and I've heard this before from others. At least until there's some way of proving that, and the only way they can prove it apparently is change the engines. The engines are too powerful for the plane. So what happens, this guy has explained to me, and I'd read this once before. The plane takes off, and there's so much power. They've added the 737, when it was originally built in the 1960s, was a small plane for about 110 people. It was short and compact, and it was good for an intermediate sort of hop airplane. And then they kept stretching it. It was the 737-200, then the 300, then the 400, then the 500, then the 700, then the 800, and then the MAX. So it's been stretched because they stopped making it. It was cheaper for them to stop making the 757, which was an intermediate to coast-to-coast kind of a plane. Good plane. People love flying it. I enjoyed the 757 a lot. And there still are many 757s in the fleets of United and Delta. They don't have so many anymore at American. So they instead of having to make two planes, a medium and a short range, they stretched the 737, and they keep adding bigger the engines to the planes, and the fuselage and the superstructure can't handle it. And so what happens with these new engines on the MAXes is that the planes are lighter because they stripped the thing down to practically nothing, and so the plane, when it takes off, tends to, when you put it on autopilot, continue to shoot up, and it goes up almost straight. It almost goes straight up, and so if you get into the right conditions, wind-wise and otherwise, it takes the plane over, and the computer is supposed to counter that, but it didn't. And the pilots who had never flown 737s before, that weren't trained how to do it, as the example of the two that crashed, the plane literally flew up into the sky and turned itself over. So it went up and over upside down and came back down again and went right to the ground.
Oh, God.
They did. So unless you know how to fly, or you know how to fly these planes or to compensate, but the plane fought you. That's the thing. This pilot said the plane was engineered for it to fly itself and to fight attempts of the pilots to control. And the fact that Boeing didn't know this is the criminal element here.
Did they know it and didn't say anything?
I mean, how the hell do you think you're going to get away with that stuff like that? So anyway,
well, at first that Boeing CEO was blaming the pilots, so yeah. He did that in a press conference. I'm not really sure that.
Oh, that guy still got his job.
I know.
Me.
Wait. I know.
Today we celebrate National Shrink Day. And at first I saw this, I thought, oh, shrink wrap. Yeah, that's been a very important, but it's not about, you know how you call shrinks, psychologists, psychiatrists, you call them a shrink. So today, September 5th, is chosen as a date to celebrate psychologists and psychiatrists. It's Bob Newhart's birthday. And he played a shrink on the Bob Newhart Show. His name at birth, George Robert Newhart, born in Chicago in 1929. Changed his name to Bob while he was in high school. Began working at an advertising agency in Chicago. Was an accountant, copy editor. At the age of 30, he was also working on comedy material. Quickly discovered by a disc jockey who introduced him to the head of talent at Warner Brothers, the Warner Brothers Records folks. Signed to a contract and released The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart in 1960. It became the first comedy album to reach number one on the Billboard charts. Added to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry in 2006. Low-key satire is how his work has been described. He went on to work in television and film. Funny, funny guy. His last six seasons on TV from 72 to 78. Show was number one. Then he had a couple of other series, Newhart and Bob, all plays on his name. But funny, just expressions. Didn't he pass away last year? Do I remember that or not?
Can't remember. I thought he was still alive, but I could be wrong.
Oh, you know who it was? It was Tim, the disc jockey, not disc jockey, the talk show host at KFI, Jennifer. Tim.
Conway?
Conway, yeah. Tim Conway.
Bob Newhart is still alive, my producer's telling me.
Okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Bob Newhart's still alive.
Yeah. But he often was compared to Tim Conway. And Tim Conway Jr. is a very good radio talk show host on KFI. And actually, very interesting. He was on that panel with you last year at the... Yeah,
very funny.
Yeah, very funny guy. All right, so that's that story. What do we have? I was going to look at some sports things, but we don't have time. What's the TV? I'm looking at something here, Jennifer, about the promotion celebrating the 25th anniversary of Friends and all of the iconic things.
The couch is traveling.
Yeah, around. Why are they? Well, I suppose it's part
of the anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to show up in some pretty fun places, like the Grand Canyon and Abbey Road, and it's going all around the world. There are, I think, 30 of them that are going to be traveling around. So basically it pops up, you can take pictures with your friends sitting on the friend's couch.
Get it?
Sitting on the friend's couch.
Yeah.
Empire State Building, the Grand Canyon, Willis Tower in Dallas, the Clyde Warren Park. Let's look at these. The U.S. Bank Tower in L.A., Jennifer. AT&T stores in Chicago, Seattle, San Francisco, New York, Anchorage. This is really, it's pretty clever, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to get a couch to Stonehenge, but that's one of the spots.
They'll try.
Yeah. They will.
The London Eye, that'll be a challenge.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the celebration of Friends. All right, what do we have to celebrate tonight if we like to watch the television, Jen?
If we like to watch, well, you wanted to do a little sports news, and I think we have to mention that tonight kicks off the NFL season, and the Green Bay Packers will be squaring off against the Chicago Bears. That's tonight on NBC. You can check that out, and check your local listings for time. I think the kickoff is at 5:15 West Coast time, so 8:15 East Coast time. And the other networks know about this. ABC tonight is airing, in competition, the Lego Movie. So, you know, that's going to be all football night. Big Brother is new tonight. That's on CBS at 9 o'clock. The Outpost is new on the CW. Spin the Wheel, also new tonight on Fox. You've got Naked and Afraid going on A&E all night tonight, which is kind of fun. Another one to check out is on Science. If you're into some secrets of mysterious moments in history, they're doing a feature on secret Nazi bases. That's at 7 p.m. tonight on the Science Channel. And then on TNT tonight, Chasing the Cure is new at 9 o'clock.
10 before the hour.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Time 53 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to face off against Facebook. Or maybe we aren't going to face off against them, but they are facing off about...
They have a lot of people who have faced off with them.
Yes.
Including the Federal Trade Commission.
Isn't that sweet?
Yes. So Facebook's... So the new news on Facebook is that they're saying goodbye to their tag suggestions feature and introducing a broader feature called face recognition for all the users. The face recognition setting was first introduced in a test run to some users in December of 2017, but now new users and people who previously had the tag suggestions feature will only have one option. And so with this update, users will receive a notification asking if they want to turn face recognition on or leave it off. A lot of safety concerns and privacy concerns have been brought up with face recognition because people don't want Facebook having the ability to scan your face on your iPhone or your Samsung or Android. A lot of the phones have them now. And so a lot of people just don't trust Facebook with that information. They scan your face and they can do a lot of damage with it. We all are still remembering Cambridge Analytica and Facebook selling all of our data. So this is another example of that. The fact that they are now letting you turn this feature off is actually getting good reviews for a change for Facebook, and fans are saying that this setting will help protect you and others from impersonating you and identity misuse. And that's really the crux of this, is when someone can scan your face and have that data and have your face on file, and this is not just your picture. This is actually scanning a 3D scan of your face. That's how iPhones do it. People trust Apple security. People do not trust Facebook for good reason. Now, back to the FTC. The Federal Trade Commission, Facebook, of course, had this epic battle with Facebook, and the FTC won. Facebook was fined $5 billion, and they were accused of illegally collecting and storing data from millions of users without their consent. And again, that's why they're allowing people now to turn off the face recognition option, because people just do not trust Facebook. Facebook keeps saying that they're going to make structural changes and how they run the company and blah, blah, blah. But a lot of people still say, you know what, I'm going to continue to keep my Facebook account. It's how I stay in touch with people that I'm actually friends with or family. But I'm going to turn off all the other features because Facebook has not proven their trustworthiness at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The TSA rejected Star Wars-themed soft drink bottles. All right, let's hear the story.
The Geek Out.
We recently told you about the latest attraction at Disneyland, the Star Wars-themed Galaxy Edge, and all of the cool souvenirs you can bring home with you. Well, it turns out the TSA has had to issue a release specifically over the bottles soft drinks come in. It turns out that Coke and Sprite products arrive in these hand grenade-shaped Star Wars-themed bottles that you can understand why look exactly like an incendiary device when you would see them through an X-ray. So while they're completely harmless, the TSA says you can't carry them on the plane and you can't even check them on your luggage. So if you're planning on going to Galaxy's Edge, just don't plan on bringing your soft drinks home with you. We've got the story and all the details on our Twitter account, at The Geek Out.
Music to your ears. Find out more about the all-new Toyota Supra at toyota.com/testmiles. Toyota, let's go places.
Next up here on Tech Talk is a Google story. They're going to pay out a few bucks to settle a privacy violation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, this is about children's privacy. And Google owns YouTube, and so YouTube has had all kinds of problems with pedophiles in chat rooms going after kids' content, communicating with children in some instances. It's been really bad. And so now Google has to foot the bill to the tune of $170 million to settle all of these violations against children's privacy. The Federal Trade Commission and the New York Attorney General have said that YouTube broke the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act by collecting personal information about minors without their parents' permission, and then they used it to target those kids with advertising. And so the act says that websites can't collect data on children under the age of 13 unless parents consent to that. No parent would obviously ever consent to that knowingly. And so now they've got this massive fine. It's just yet another thing that we are dealing with, and the government is trying to keep up. The Federal Trade Commission is trying to keep up. The more stuff that pops up for kids, in general, just for kids, you know, on Google and YouTube, the more they're going to have to play catch up. And you know, it's a scary place for kids to be on the internet. It just is.
It's just they're dirt. It's dirt. 59 past the hour, DJV time.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.